This is Fresh Air. Rock and roll historian Ed Ward has a profile of a British punk group called the Buzzcocks. They were popular for only about 4 years, in the late 70s and early 80s, but they haven't been forgotten.
It's funny, but when you talk to British musicians who grew up during the punk explosion of 1976, you don't hear the Sex Pistols mentioned much, nor do many people credit the Clash with being an inspiration. The Pistols were like the Monkees, one musician told me recently. We knew they were made up. But of the big names from that era, there is one that everybody seems to remember with affection and reverence, the Buzzcocks. This might be because, unlike the Sex Pistols and the Clash, the Buzzcocks weren't from London. They were from grimy Manchester, far to the north, a city everybody disdained. But when they scraped their money together to make a four-song record called Spiral Scratch, they became overnight heroes. As soon as you heard the first song on Spiral Scratch, Boredom, you knew this was something new. The Pistols just yelled over the noise they made, and the Clash had more enthusiasm than skill at first, but the Buzzcocks seemed to have found a way to put together melody, tension, and good old pop hooks in a way that anybody could appreciate. Their original vocalist, Howard Devoto, left right after Spiral Scratch to form a terribly pretentious band, Magazine. But Buzzcocks co-founder Pete Shelley took the opportunity to write some great songs like I Don't Mind.
Reality's a dream, a game in which I seem to never find out just what I am. I don't know if I'm an actor or how, a shaman, a sham. But if you don't mind,
and balancing Shelley out was the band's other guitarist, Steve Diggle, whose songs like Autonomy were a bit more abrasive and angular. By 1979, the band was beginning to make world-class records like Ever Fallen in Love. But American record labels refused to release a Buzzcocks album, thanks to the fear of punk, which had firmly set in by then. Punk? That was a laugh. A record like Everybody's Happy Nowadays sounds like a classic track from the 60s, maybe a sort of jam session between the Kinks and the Who.
Mm-hmm.
In 1980, the Buzzcocks released one last single, Harmony in My Head, written by Steve Diggle, and then they dissolved. I was lucky. I got to see them once on what must have been their only visit to the West Coast, so I know why a folk singer like Billy Bragg gets so upset over the remake of Ever Fallen in Love that the Fine Young Cannibals recorded in 1986. I know why they inspired a huge and diverse scene to spring up in Manchester, and I know why a songwriter I interviewed recently said, "The Buzzcocks, man, they were the only band that mattered."
Ed Ward is co-author of Rock of Ages, The Rolling Stone History of Rock and Roll. He also writes for the Austin Chronicle.
Love's the dream, life's an illusion. Love's the dream, life's the illusion. Love's the dream, life's the illusion. Love's the dream.
This is Fresh Air.